superstars.
It's Russell Peters.
Yay.
David, thank you so much, brother.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Mike's live.
It's Shane Warne.
You were at Barracuda.
How cool is it out there? I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. It's 6:01 on November 28th. It's your Sunday. Good morning, Pretty Molly. Good morning, Big Rossi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Wow, what a weekend. What a weekend in this gorgeous country, the UAE. So much went on.
Yeah.
Honored to be part of a lot of it as well. The Dubai run, Pretty Molly, was unbelievable.
146,000 people.
Can you believe that?
Insane.
146,000 people. Pretty and I were there hosting it. It was fabulous. It was such a great event.
And Rossi ran.
Rossi ran.
No, did he?
You did.
I did. I did it without stopping, which I was really happy about.
What did you do, 5K or 10K?
Just 5.
I didn't even see you. We were there. You didn't come up.
I couldn't see you, actually. I could hear you, but I didn't know where you were.
Oh, didn't even know you were there.
Until I looked at your Insta stories, because there were so many people there. The network was a bit dodgy, right?
Yeah, the network was very slow. You couldn't... I guess that's what happens when you get 150,000 people together in the one area.
And everyone's trying to Instagram the same thing.
Yeah, it's so true. Everyone was.
Shake's eyed selfie.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Well done to Dubai, the Dubai Run. We'll talk more about that coming up later in the show. This week, star-studded. Yes, he has confirmed. Yes, we do have him this week. Jared Leto joining us on the show. Plus, I think we've got old-school superstar Christina Milian joining us on the show this week.
So excited to speak to her. And basketball legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meta World Peace.
Yeah, good player. Good
on
player.
With us as well.
What do we got? We got a lot going on. Yes, this Omnicom, whatever it's called. It sounds like a new piece of software that you got to download into your computer.
Omicron.
What is it? Omicron.
Omicron.
Yeah, just go away. I want to talk about this new variant of COVID as well, which is affecting already millions of people around the world. I know there's a lot of people out of Africa who have been affected for it. They've had their plans changed. They're all planning on going back to South Africa for Christmas. It's all been booked, ready to go. And now they've had to can the whole thing. So I want to bring that up on the show a little bit later on as well. It's affected my holiday already, not tremendously, thankfully.
I hope not.
We were able to just to land into Sydney, then get on with our lives, but now we have to do a 3-day home quarantine. That was announced. I'm hoping, I'm leaving in about 3 weeks here, I'm hoping that over the next 3 weeks it doesn't get worse.
Yeah,
so
3 days is still...
3 days is fine. I'll take a week if need be, but I just hope they don't go back to 2 weeks quarantining in a hotel where you've got to pay. Oh, wouldn't do that. Couldn't do that.
I think we need to get a booster.
Yeah, well, let's see. Let's see what's going to happen. All right, listen, let's kick off the show, and I'm going to kick it off with a prize. Our first callers of the morning are ready to go, and I know it's you. Call me right now. Your chance to win with Legoland.
Yeah, we've got 4 tickets for you to go to Legoland Build and Play as they celebrate the UAE National Day at Legoland Dubai, which is pretty awesome. They're actually trying to build the world's largest UAE minifigure flag.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
That's
all right,
cool.
Let's get you to Legoland right now. Our first caller of the morning. We're just going to have a chat to you, find out what you're up to, how the weekend was.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
First call of the day.
Well, hello, Fisnik. How are you?
All good. Thank you. What about you?
Mate, I can't complain. Sunday morning, alive, healthy, ready to go. The name of Fisnik, where is that from?
I'm from Macedonia, but originally I'm Albanian. So kind of complicated.
Yeah, Macedonian. I used to grow up with a lot of Maso mates. We used to call them Masos.
Yes.
Because in Australia, a lot of Macedonians, you know.
I know, especially in Sydney and Melbourne. I have cousins also in Sydney.
Oh.
Yeah, they taught me all the bad words. I won't tell you now.
Of course.
No. That's the first thing that usually we are talking to the...
Yeah, you guys, you know what else? You good guys, you also love to fight.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so all my Macedonian mates, they just always love to fight.
Like get into arguments.
Yeah, we just get into arguments. But then they're like, what physical fights with you? I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, relax, bro. This is how we do it.
What?
Yeah. I still remember.
Yeah, of course.
Still remember. Good people. Yeah. Good people. So you've already done the gym and you're on the way home.
Yes. Just reaching the reception.
Okay, so hold on. You're on the way to the gym right now.
No. I got back. I'm going back to my apartment in reception.
Okay, what time do you walk inside the gym?
Sorry, around 5.
5 o'clock,
I
man.
Walk, yeah.
That's unbelievable, man. Explain to someone the motivation. How do you get the motivation to do that?
I don't know. I have to do that one because it's good for my health. So I lose around 7-8 kgs for around 6 months. So, yeah.
Good on you, mate. We're proud of you, man. We're proud of you. Hey, listen, have a great morning. You haven't got the Legoland prize, but I just wanted to talk to you and say good morning to you, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very happy to talk to you. I'm with you every day, and this is, maybe one day we can meet.
We'd love to meet. Maybe, one day we should try to get a gym session in together. That'd be great.
Of course.
God bless you. Do you have any kids, Fisnik?
Yes, I have five and a half years, kid. Yes, a boy.
They live here. He lives here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm giving you Legoland. You've got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Take you and your son.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you and your son. Yes. You go. You got 4 Legoland 1 day, 1 park tickets. They're celebrating the UAE National Day at Legoland. They're going to have some fun there. They're doing the UAE miniature flag. They're trying to get 20,000 Lego minifigures, which is going to be fantastic. So you and your son, Fisnik, you go out there and enjoy that on us, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. What a good guy. I love it. Hey, listen, every day this week, we're going to give you the chance of winning it, okay, with Legoland Dubai. So, Rossi's here. Eddie's here. Nala's here as well. We just got our coffee just brought in. Oh, my gosh.
Happy now?
Happy. Definitely happy. Had a late night. You know why I had a late night? I was watching the new Kevin Hart series on Netflix called...
True Story,
yeah. And I've got to tell you, unbelievable.
Is it really good? It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's not based... I think a little bit of it's based on his life, but it's not a true story because once you watch it, you'll be like, oh, okay. Brianna and I are so... We were so anxious watching the series.
Wow.
Why were you anxious?
It's just... It makes you anxious. It makes you feel...
It's on edge.
If you're watching it, give me a call right now. 04-871-5544 if you're watching the new Kevin Hart True Story series. I'm only 3 episodes in. I haven't... Rarely do I concentrate on when I'm watching. You know, I'm always on the phone or I'm busy or whatever. Phones are down. Like, the phone is down and I am enthralled into this. So
that's huge.
If you're looking to watch something, get on it. Go to it. It's True Story on Netflix. I stayed up late. I watched an extra episode. It's about 40 minutes an episode. Yeah, phone guy Eddie, you're watching this, huh?
I'm watching. It's so intense.
How good is
it? It's so intense. Single thing, when you feel like, something is coming to a conclusion, something else happens.
Yeah,
so good.
Right?
Yeah.
How many episodes in are you?
I think I'm on episode 6 right now.
Oh, wow. You're way ahead of me. Yeah. Like, I think I'm maybe 4 now, but I didn't know it was a movie. I thought it was a... I didn't know it was a series.
Like a movie, though.
So I started watching it, and then it just ended. I'm like, what do you mean it ended? And then I was like, episode 1. So, yeah, if you're bored this week or you're looking for something to watch, True Story, Kevin Hart, it's 10 out of 10. It's not a comedy. A comedy at all.
Yeah, you're always expecting him to, like, jump into the comedic role, but it's like very serious.
Yeah, it's so true. I think this is it shows a different side to Kevin Hart and his acting, which is really, really cool.
It's got a big cast, right?
It does have. It has.
I'll tell you.
Hold on, I know.
You watch it.
Wesley Snipes.
Yes, Wesley Snipes.
Who I love, Wesley Snipes.
It's great, Wesley, isn't he?
And you've got...
Billy Zane's in there,
Billy
right?
Zane's in there, correct, from Titanic. Remember Billy Zane in Titanic? Mm-hmm. There is a few... I think his... You know his bodyguard, his security guard, Eddie? I think that's his personal trainer in real life.
Really?
Who else is in there? Can you name some of the names?
Okay, we've got Wesley Snipes, Billy Zane, Tawny Newsome, Ash Santos, Lauren London, Theo Rossi. What's the bodyguard's name? Gene, Herschel, Todd, Nikos?
Todd, is it?
Not Todd, is the manager.
Chris, no, I don't see John Ellis.
But I think the guy is in there. Like, it's because it's based on sort of his real life.
Oh, is it?
And how he would roll, but then there's something that happens in it. So get a chance. I won't talk about it anymore, but True Story, Kevin Hart, watch it. You will feel anxious.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's Gossip. Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
All right, what have you got?
Okay, this is pretty interesting. The Queen may have a secret Facebook account.
Beyonce?
What?
No, the real Queen. Oh, the Queen of England, you mean?
Queen of England?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So Royal, she's like 90-odd?
95, right?
Wow.
So royal family experts aren't ruling out the possibility of her having one either. They get asked about it all the time.
Okay.
Even British journalists say that the rumor could totally be true because the Queen is very tech-savvy, and during the pandemic, she had to do everything digitally, so it is very much possible that she has a secret Facebook account that she uses to keep in touch with people.
Don't we have, isn't she like 99 years old?
95.
Yeah, well, what's the, is it 95, did you say?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
She was like, I mean, that's unbelievable.
She's 95, yeah.
95 years old, right?
Yeah.
That's tremendous. I mean, yeah, you, if you were super famous, you'd want to be able to get onto social media or some stage just to look around what's going. So you definitely would need a fake account.
There's so many celebs who have secret accounts, guys. So many.
Or you set up as the Queen of England and people just would never believe that it's really you.
That's true also.
I'm the Queen of England. Hello.
Yeah, that's true.
She's probably under like Lilibet. That's her nickname.
That's her nickname,
nah,
right?
Nah, that'd be too obvious.
You think?
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's probably one of those really super private ones that you can't get into.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, in a new interview with Q in Canada, Adele got talking about her friendship with Drake and why she really treasures it.
Mm-hmm.
And she says it's because these two are part of this group, a very small group of people.
Illuminati.
No. Who made it big in an era before streaming.
Okay,
like
that's
a
cool.
True superstar,
yeah,
if you think
true,
about it.
True, true.
Have a listen.
But that's the whole reason that we're such good friends.
Yeah.
Is like having access to someone else that knows exactly what it's like to be in a certain position sometimes. If I try and talk to one of my other friends about it, they'll be like, no idea what I'm talking about. They'll be like, I can't relate. I can say something to him and he won't judge me for it. Whereas other people might think I'm moaning. Like, you know, so to have access to someone that's in the same position as you is like one of the biggest gifts of my entire career.
Yeah, good honor. That's great. I mean, because you got to, if you were this famous as well, you would need to be able to have people that you can relate to, that you can talk to, that you can hang out with, that understand you. Because these guys are like, they're living in a league of their own.
Yeah, that's what she said. She's like, you know, superstars like that are a dying breed. You don't really have that. You have a lot of people who get famous with one song and are famous for 10 minutes. But, you know, artists who have longevity like that, there's very few of them left.
Yeah, so. you've got these guys. Have you heard this one?
What is that?
I'm an island boy.
Yeah.
Do you know this song?
Like those guys with the little tattoos. No.
Yeah, like these guys are just becoming famous through social media, for example. They have apps, zero talent, these kids.
And it's just for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, they'll be famous. They'll own it. I'll just try to... I just got to watch the lyrics in this song. But it's just like when you think of Adele and Drake, they are in a league of their own.
Yeah.
They've become so famous because they're so, so talented.
Correct.
And I think that's so important to be aware of, you know?
And finally, I need you to go to virginradiodubai.com because I've just found these photos of Tom Cruise practicing a stunt for what it looks like his Mission Impossible movie. I'm going to show Kristen Rossi here. He is sitting on the wing of an airplane. No, obviously, he's harnessed up.
Hold on. He's sitting on the under end of the plane. That's not the top of the plane.
Down.
He's upside down.
Yeah.
The plane is flying upside down, and he's sitting on top of the wing.
Yeah, it's insane. Like,
he's crazy.
He's done this stunt. He's, 59 years old?
It's unbelievable.
And he just does all of his own stunts. It's for Mission Impossible. He's filming in the UK. If you want to see the photos, on our website now, virginradiodubai.com.
I feel like Mission Impossible will just be if he can actually finish the movie.
Yes.
That will be its own Mission Impossible.
100%.
There we go. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
New variant. They're saying, you know, it was discovered in South Africa first. Omicron.
Yeah.
Omicron, this new COVID variant. Now, just heads up, it's not from South Africa. Can we just get that straight?
Correct.
It's just that South Africa have got some great testing facilities.
Yeah.
And they know exactly what's up that they've discovered it first. But it is around the world.
Yep.
And I feel sorry for some of the South Africans because, you know, they're getting pinpointed like, oh, it's a South African variant. It's not.
Yeah, they're being punished for discovering it, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It's everywhere, most likely.
Yeah.
Right? It's just that it's discovered first in South Africa. It's called Omicron. Has sparked a number of countries announcing travel bans already from several southern African countries. Now, besides South Africa, Omicron has been detected in Botswana, Hong Kong, and already in Belgium.
Britain as well.
It is also unclear whether this, aka new mutation, emerged and how it emerged. but it was first identified in South Africa. So what does that mean? I know that there's a lot of South Africans and a lot of Africans living here, for example, that have been affected. You had plans to go back home to Christmas. I spoke to a few of you yesterday on my Instagram, on the DMs, and you were planning on going back home for Christmas. It's all been booked. You haven't seen your family for years. It's come crashing down. So my thoughts and prayers are with you guys if you're separated. Are you separated? Has it affected you? 04-871-5544. Give me a call. 04-871-5544. A friend of mine in South Africa right now, she's a mother. Her kid and her husband are here. She's now stuck in South Africa.
Trying to get a flight out.
Trying to get a flight out. She's booked three. They've all been cancelled. As she books them, she gets to the airport cancelled.
Yeah.
So it is affecting it. Emirates Airlines has suspended all operations to Johannesburg, Durban, Cape Town, Zimbabwe, and Zambia. This update comes after Emirates announced that they're stopping flights between Dubai and a bunch of other Southern African countries. I mean, it's just, here we go again. Now, listen, we've got to understand that these variants have been coming and going for the last year and a half. So I don't want the media to create this hype that doesn't need to be there at this stage. I think we've done everything right here in the UAE. Yeah. We're monitoring it. We'll monitor it over the next couple of weeks, and then we'll see where we are. The likes of my home country, Australia, it's affected me only slightly. We've booked for about 2.5 weeks.
Right.
Going back home to see the family after 2 years. Where we were meant to be able to just go straight home, we now can go home, but no one can come and see us, and we have to quarantine for 3 days, and we have to be tested on arrival, which was not there 2 days ago.
Okay.
So that was just implemented yesterday. America has also stopped a lot of these countries being able to fly in as well. So I guess it's just, we're going to sit back, we're going to monitor it. Kelly, it's affected you already, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. My parents aren't able to come visit us during Christmas and New Year's now, and it's the third time in the row. My kids haven't seen their granny and grandpa for such a long time. It's so irritating.
It is. It's so frustrating, right? You're obviously from South Africa, is it?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Did you cry? There must have been tears.
Yeah, but it's hard because our parents are just so much older now, you know, and they don't get it. They don't understand. They're doing everything the right way. They're following precautions, and you know, we just get punished now, and we can't see our family. I don't think it's very fair.
I know. I hear you. My dad told me something the other day, which I was like, oh my gosh. He's like, you know, a year for us at their age is like five. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness.
It's not like 1 year. It's just 1 year. You never know. So I feel you, Kelly. Listen, our thoughts and prayers. I'm hoping this just comes and goes. I'm hoping after a couple of weeks they're like, hey, it's just one of these variants that it hangs around and it'll go. So
it's just too early to tell it right now, you know?
Thinking of you, okay? Thinking of you and the family.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye, Kelly. Bye. Louise, you were going to go home to South Africa. Is that right?
I was, yes. I had my flight booked for the 11th. But now I can't go. And my brother lives in Singapore and he also can't go. So neither of us can get home, and my parents can't come out to either of us either.
I know. So are your parents allowed to leave South Africa? Are their countries still accepting people out of South Africa?
I think that our country is accepting that Singapore and the UAE have both closed their borders, so they aren't able to come to either of us.
Yeah, it's so hard, I understand. I guess the only other thing you could do is try to find a mutual country that you could all fly into.
Yeah.
I know it'll cost you more, but that's an option, I'm guessing.
We thought about that, but the problem with that is if you do find a country, there is the chance that they can close the borders to that country as well.
True.
And then they're stuck in a different country. So I don't think that's the best idea at the moment because borders are shutting so fast.
Yeah, I feel you. Listen, our thoughts and prayers to everyone out of those Southern African countries as well, South Africa as well. Obviously, I know it's hard. Christmas is coming up, and the only thing you want for Christmas is to be with your family. I know. I feel you. That's exactly. I'm now in this predicament where I'm flying in 3 weeks, and I'm nervous.
It's been so long for you as well.
I know, but I'm nervous that things are going to close down before I get there. And I'm like, do I just pack up my bags and go now? Like, I don't know. It's unfortunate. We will get through this and we'll continue doing it. But don't freak out about this. You're going to hear it everywhere. You're going to see it on social media. You're going to see it all. The Omicron, just chill. Let's see where it goes. Got your vaccines in you. We're all right at this stage. They're saying that it's all good. All right? Day by day. We're back in it, but day by day.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash. We can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rack Bank. Download Firefly app and get to gold tier status faster. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
All right, Kate, you got through. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Look at you, ready to win the money for a Sunday?
I am. I'm ready. I'm ready.
What do you do?
I work in project management.
There we go. On the way to work right now?
I'm sorry?
Are you on the way to work right now?
Actually, I'm dropping my son to school and then on my way to work, yeah.
On the school run!
And then the work run!
Where are you guys from? Where are you from?
From the U.S.
Nice. Anywhere near Pretty Mullics, New York, or you're on the other side?
No, I'm on the East Coast, Maryland.
Maryland, not very far. I have family in Maryland.
There we go. So it's not far from New York.
Yeah, I can drive there.
What state?
Maryland.
Oh, Maryland's own state.
That's a state, isn't
it? Do you guys know all the 50 states?
We had to learn it in school.
Did
right,
you learn
Kate?
It?
We had to do the capitals and everything.
Did you learn it as a song?
There's
or
a
anything?
Whole song.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, there's a whole song.
Give me a little bit of a Kate. I want to hear a little bit of the American 50 states song. Just a little bit. Go.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut. You don't need me singing.
Keep going.
Do you know that?
No, we didn't have that song, no.
You didn't have that one?
Didn't make it to the New York City public school system.
So how did you learn it?
We used to do these, like, flashcards. Hmm. And I remember, like, vividly, the teacher would call out a state and we'd have to yell out the capital or vice versa.
Wow.
She'd say, this is the capital. What state is it? And we'd say the state.
There's a lot. Well, Kate, nothing to remember except some pop quiz questions right now. 10 of them. You get them all right. You win 10,000 dirhams cash with Rack Bank. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. It's 100 dirhams for every question that you get right. Unless you get them all right, you win 10K. Your 60 seconds on the clock, Kate. Your time starts right now. True or false, Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas are married?
False.
The Royal Challengers Bangalore play what sport?
Cricket.
Ryan, who starred in the Notebook movie?
Ryan Gosling.
What is the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
The big blue monster Sully was from which movie?
Pass.
Which filmmaker created Star Wars franchise?
Lucas.
Need the full name.
Lucas.
Which company produces the 3DS game console?
The what game?
3DS games console.
Pass.
What country is the what country has the tallest man in the world? Is it Turkey or China?
Turkey.
Who is Ben Affleck's brother?
Casey Affleck.
In meters, how tall is the Burj Khalifa? 830 or 600?
600.
No, say the other one.
130.
830. Say 830.
830.
830. There we go. We gave you the last one. 700 dirhams is all yours. Well done.
Thank you, guys. That's awesome.
Well
done. I never thought I'd do that well.
No, I thought you actually did really well. You got the first four correct. You didn't make anything wrong. And then the big blue monster, Sully, in which movie is Monsters, Inc.? Monster, Inc.
Oh, darn.
There we go. George Lucas.
I knew that.
And the 3DS game consoles is Nintendo. Nintendo are the makers of that one.
My son will kill me. He would have known that.
He would have known that one. Well, listen, 700 dirhams with us here at Virgin Radio on Rack Bank. Congratulations and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's Gossip. Styled by PrettyLittleThing.ae. Shop new drops daily. All right, what have you got, Pretty?
So Seth Rogen has been facing backlash over his response to a YouTuber's experience with auto theft. Do you guys know Casey Neistat?
Yeah.
He used to be on YouTube a while ago.
The biggest YouTuber in the world at one stage.
Yeah, and he's doing a bunch of other things. He tweeted that someone broke into his car and stole a bunch of goods from his car, including decorations for his 7-year-old's birthday. The LAPD eventually arrested the guy and got the stolen goods back. But Seth Rogen responded to Casey on Twitter saying, quote, dude, I've lived here for over 20 years, saying he's lived in LA. You're nuts. It's lovely here. Don't leave anything valuable in it. It's called living in a big city.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people sided with Seth saying,
100%,
yeah,
that's
like,
so true.
That's so true. Don't, you're worth $60 million. You got a few decorations stolen. Let's not cry about it on Twitter.
Agreed.
Just deal with it. While many other people are saying, like, hey, Seth, you shouldn't, just because it's like a minor crime for someone who has a lot of money, we should address the fact that crime is serious and crime is on the rise in the city and auto theft is on the rise in the city, and you shouldn't dismiss that either. So that's been going on Twitter. If you're interested, you can go and search Seth Rogen and you'll see all the tweets. Yeah,
come on. I love Seth Rogen. I'm on Seth's side. You know when you go to LA. One of my mates went to LA and he did the exact same thing. Drove in, left his laptop in the car, went outside. He's got his car broken into. It's just something that you've got to recognize about the city. That's what happens. You do not leave your valuables. In Sydney, the same thing. You would never park in the city and leave anything valuable.
Same
in New York.
In Liverpool as well.
We would always open up the glove compartment.
Yes.
We would have everything open to let them know there's nothing in the
exactly.
car.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what you just... Unfortunately, it's what you got to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, Casey, I think he's worth how much?
$16 million.
$16 million. He lost a couple of decorations for Christmas.
Oh.
He'll be all right. He'll be fine.
Well, it's his son's birthday.
Finally, pretty.
Okay, so Australia's Channel 7 reporter Matt Doran.
Yeah.
If you remember, we talked about this last week. Reports emerged that last month he had flown to London to interview Adele. At the end of the interview, Adele asked if he listened to the album. He said no, so they canned the interview. Basically said, you are not allowed to air any of this. Now, he has not spoken out since that report emerged until now. He addressed the controversy for the first time on his show, and he actually explained exactly what went wrong.
I made the terrible mistake of assuming we weren't to be given a preview copy of this album because our interview was airing before it was released. The day after we landed in London, an email came through from Sony. It didn't mention Adele, but it did contain a link to her album. The genuine, dead set, hand on heart truth is that I missed it. By an absurdly long margin, the most important email I've ever missed in my life. The interview itself, Adele didn't walk out, it ran over time. At least half of the interview focused squarely on the new music. But all that doesn't matter. Because by missing the album link, however I might try to justify it, I've insulted Adele. To Adele, I say, I'd never have knowingly disrespected you by deliberately not listening to your work. I am so sorry.
Wow, this is getting a bit too much now, isn't it?
No, but
hand on heart, he said, hand on heart.
No, but I think it's important he did that because there were a lot of rumors going around, a lot of people giving him flack, like, why didn't you listen to it on the plane, all this stuff. He needed to clarify his part of the situation, yeah.
I said the exact same thing on Thursday.
But he didn't get it on the plane. That's exactly what he said. He only got the album the day after he landed in London. He did not get that link beforehand.
I still think it's the people around him. It's the label. It's the network that he works with that should have had someone cover up and say, hey, we are sending you the album in an email. Make sure you listen to it before you go through.
Yeah.
I would have been asking anyway if I was the journalist or if they sent me to go interview Adele about the album. I would have gone, well, can I have a listen to it? And then if they would have at some stage would have said, yeah, we'll send you an email link. Look out for it.
Should have said that. And he said it was a 29-minute interview where they spoke at length about the album. So,
I wonder if we'll ever hear that interview.
No, and he said it was an amazing interview. They really had a good time. But unfortunately, because of that one question, they cannot air it. So
that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. They should just send it on WhatsApp. We all work with WhatsApp now, guys.
That's
all right?
True.
There we go. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's time.
Time to play.
The game show within the show.
Let the games begin.
All right, all right, all right. I've always wanted to be a game show host, and here I am. It's the game show within a show. I'm your host, Chris Fade. Want to welcome to our contestants, contestant number one.
Hello, everyone. My name is Preeti Malik, and I'm trying to decide what to eat.
That's very good. Contestant number two.
Hi, my name is Nala. I love shows and I'm also hungry.
There we go. And contestant number three.
Hi, my name's Rossi. I'm the director of comedy sometimes.
Cool.
Oh, they've already given you that an incorrect answer.
Oh.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. We're calling it boy or girl. You have to determine if it's a boy's voice or a girl's voice.
Girl or guy.
Whose idea was this?
This was the director of comedies. This is the director of comedy.
Yeah, it was my idea last night. But that's all you need to know. All right, here we go. Let's play.
Now, as you know, some people's voices sound higher and lower. As you can tell, Nala. Hi, Nala.
Hi.
Very high.
This is going to go so wrong. This whole thing is going to go so wrong.
Why? just be confident.
I'm being honest, if you're already thinking
it's going to go wrong.
So I'm going to play you some audio. You guys have to try to determine if it's a male's voice or a female's voice.
Are we
ready?
Let's play.
All right, voice number one.
So I'm a huge alien paranormal conspiracist. That's like my hobby. It's like I love that more than anything else in the world.
Yeah.
And I was in the middle of Hollywood, and I was walking down Santa Monica Boulevard, and I just saw this thing hovering in the sky, and I remember looking up thinking, like, this can't be real. Like, I want this too much.
That's a hard one.
Male or female, girl or guy, boy or girl, put your answer in right now.
I'm going to say guy.
Right, let me write it down. Let me see. Guy, pretty said guy. You've all said guy. It is... a guy. It's actually Chris Colfer.
Oh yeah,
the famous. Glee. Yeah, the Glee. Famous.
What? What's he?
Glee.
From?
No
Glee.
Idea.
Actor.
No, okay. No idea who he is. All right. Voice number two. Is it a girl or a guy?
It's really about the relationships, you know, between Sandy and Michael's character and his daughter. One of my great things when Chuck Lorre called me and was telling me about what he wanted to do.
That's not Sylvester Stallone's mom, is it?
Girl or guy, boy or girl, this idea is brought to you by Big Rossi. Is it a girl or a guy's voice?
It seemed like a good idea last night when I was on the couch.
Nope, did it then.
There we go. You're saying guy, yeah. Nala, pretty saying guy, Rossi.
Girl.
It's really about the relationships, you know, between Sandy and Michael's character.
A girl. It's Kathleen Turner.
Great thing when Chuck Lorre called me and was telling me about what he wanted to do.
Like a really old
was movie. The idea that two adults, you know, with this kind of history could...
There we go. Back to the game show that no one wants to listen to. Is it a girl or a guy? Brought to you by Big Rossi. Is this voice a girl or a guy?
I got cast at 12 years old, and that's girl. Obviously just the spongiest, just most absorbent dance. Time in your life. And again,
answers, please.
I'm going to go guy.
So guy.
Girl.
Girl.
Girl. It's Miley Cyrus.
It is Miley Cyrus.
Sisters, and they're going up, and we're figuring out our dynamic.
Point update. We'll get an update with our points director over there, phone guy Eddie. What's the update on the points, Eddie? He never knows.
He has no idea.
Rossi on two, no, Pretty on one, Nala on two.
I'm winning on three, so.
Yeah, he is. Rossi's on three, Nala's on two, I'm on one.
Eddie, you're the points guy. You're my guy that I go to. What's
sorry,
the score
I was
update?
On the cameras.
Three on for Rossi, two on Nala, one on me.
All right, here we go. It's the it's not the decider yet. Here we go.
I watched a tiny bit of it and realized that this was clearly you were looking at people who are like 20, hungry, and like screaming at each other, putting their lives on.
Girl or guy, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Girl.
It is a girl. It's actually Misha Barton.
I watched a tiny bit of it and realized that this was clearly you.
There we go. Finally, in the girl or guy game, this idea was brought to you by Big Rossi, don't forget. This is worth 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
elementary school, and it just really got me pumped to perform.
Okay.
And so then I went out to try and find an agency to get behind. Okay. And then this? I did a couple commercials.
Thanks,
and then
Chris.
Is it a boy or girl?
Boy. I did guys. Well, just.
I'm gonna say boy.
He doesn't even write anything down.
It
yeah.
is a boy. It's Sam Giabroni.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Sam Giabroni.
Who's Sam Giabroni?
Hold on.
Eddie, do you know who Sam Giabroni is?
He's an actor from a TV show called, I just forgot the name.
Yeah, I've got his name here.
I just forgot the name. That's a great name for a show.
Something on the Disney Channel, The Goldbergs.
Yeah, oh, the Goldbergs. Exactly.
Sean Giambroni.
So how old was he?
Sam Giabroni.
How old was
he? He's 22.
He's 22. What? Is he 22?
Yeah, he's 22. He was in Kim Possible. Oh, he was in Kim Possible? Yeah.
When I was like 9, I did like a variety
show. We will never play that game again. It's Virgin Radio. It's Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. Hello, Sandra. What's up?
I just want to comply. Yeah, my name's Sandra, and I don't like that game.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Sandra. That was Rossi's idea.
I thought it was a good idea last night, Sandra. Sorry.
Well, I wasn't. For many years, people made fun of my voice, and I'm sick of it.
Rossi, what do you want to say to Sandra?
Sandra, listen, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry if you're offended there, Sandra.
Yeah, just that last time, when I'm at McGettigan, you know, it's always hard for me.
Okay, Sandra.
Sorry about that, Sandra. Take care. We do apologise and just want to say thanks.
What do you do for work before you go, Sandra? What do you do for work?
I answer phones. I'm a telemarketing.
Wow, that's great. Oh, good. And people can tell if you're a boy or a girl a lot of the time?
No, that's a problem. And you're playing a stupid game on the radio.
Oh, sorry, Sandra. I didn't mean to offend you, in this day and age.
Okay, we've got to go now. Sorry again. Thank you very much. 7:48. Jared Leto on the show tomorrow. We actually do have him in. He was supposed to be last week, but we've got him in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jared Leto on the show, which is awesome. I think that I'm better alone. That's when I remember. Now, that's when I remember. Ross, just back to you real quickly. You went out over the weekend. I think you had a brunch. I think you went to the Versace.
Fancy.
So fancy.
I want to say big thanks to my friend Dave.
Yeah.
Who paid for it all.
Wow. Has Dave got a lot of money?
He's a high roller, yeah.
Must have.
Is he a crypto friend?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So you went out, and then later that evening, I started getting a lot of comments from you on Instagram, on social media.
That evening or the next day?
It was a bit of both. It was that evening and it was the next morning. So first one was to Brianna. Brianna messages me and says, why is Rossi Urban Dictionary'd my name and commented on my last photo?
That's weird.
Do you remember doing that?
What time was that?
I don't know.
Oh no! What did that? Was that nice?
And then my Brianna, my fiance says, "Why is Rossi commenting on a photo about my Urban Dictionary name on Instagram?" And I said, "Oh, don't delete it. Don't go deleting it now. Don't delete
it. I'll find it.
Go to Brianna's last post." And then, my mum WhatsApps me and says, "Why is Rossi commenting on my photos?"
Saying what? Oh no! What did I write there?
Are
you serious?
You commented on a weird thing on mine too.
And then you commented three on mine very weirdly as well.
What happened? What have I done now?
Okay,
I don't know. But you're commenting on my fiance and to my mother. They're both messaging me.
Oh no!
Now this was after your brunch, so
I tend to go into a happy state and like tell everyone I love them.
He commented on my video saying, "Can I stroke Jeff's mustache?"
Oh. Sorry.
Do you not recall?
Can I read you the actual thing?
What time
thing?
Was this?
I'll tell you. I was like, what?
This is not a joke, guys. Okay, like, this is legit.
This was last night. No, the day before.
Yeah, it's the day before, yeah.
Can you ask Jeff if I can stroke his mustache, please? Why are you? It's a video. We did a cooking video together.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, I don't know.
Should I read Brianna's?
I want to tell everyone I love them.
Wait, you got to hear Brianna's.
So, yeah, so Brianna's went hiking in Hutter over the weekend. If you go to her photo, it's Brianna, being.Brianna. Comment from Rossi. Brianna Urban Dictionary. A nice but strong girl. Described as also cute and sassy. She's a very social person, able to make friends and attract many guys also. This makes her a good girlfriend. To some, comes off as mean.
She comes off as mean. Okay.
But she's not.
She's strong-minded and smart.
Very independent. Brianna is hot.
Fire.
And Brianna goes, why is he messaging me this? He went to brunch.
That's two-faced of her because she wrote, haha, love it underneath.
Yeah, what is she going to say?
What's she going to comment?
I just wanted to tell her that.
Her fiance's work colleague is on her Instagram.
No, I just think, she's like, she's always doing these things, like challenges herself. She's determined in everything she does.
The comments on your post.
He's gone onto mine and just like commented on mine.
What are you talking about? A $30 million car.
I did a video with a Bugatti and he's like, oh, that's half of Chris's paycheck. He'll be able to buy one of those next month. Like, he was trolling me and my family. It was weird. Ross, could you just not troll my family?
Yeah, I thought you'd be used to it, Chris.
Just stay away from my mum and my fiance on social media. Is that okay?
But it was all positive, though. It was nice trolling. I'm a white knight.
I think Muhammad's joined us. Hey, Muhammad, how you doing, man?
I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
Doing all right, brother. You're listening to the show. You enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm just right now, Chris. Oh my God!
Yeah, you're live. You're live with us on the radio right now, Mo.
Oh my God. It's just unbelievable. Chris, I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too, man. I love you too. Where are you from?
I'm from Azerbaijan.
Nice.
And Chris, one time I saw you in Dubai Mall. I don't know if you remember. I was running towards you. I told you that your motivation, I have lost a lot of weight from 114 to 39.
Wow.
And you told me, incredible. We even took pictures. You followed me on Instagram.
Yes, my man. I totally remember. I haven't seen you for so, so long. How's life?
Yeah, it's perfect. I'm the law faculty in my country. Oh my God, I can hear myself. Hey.
So I remember I remember meeting you at the bottom level of the Dubai Mall. It was next to actually a place where they sell gym equipment, right?
Yeah, it was in LG. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you had told me that you had lost a lot of weight. You're still fairly young. How old are you?
I'm 21.
21 now. I think you would have been about 19, probably, maybe even 18 when I met you.
Yeah, brother. It's really good to hear your voice, Chris. I swear to God. Even in my country, I'm like, guys, Chris Bates is just the best. Uh-huh. And they asked me, how did you lose weight? I'm like, there was one person, his name's Chris Bates. I even did a project about you.
Okay, thanks, man. Rossi's hurting. This is killing Rossi.
This
conversation is killing Rossi.
I'm finding this very, very funny.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, I'm glad that you found a little bit of motivation in what I was doing, and that's everything. Like, what you just said then is exactly what I want to try to do, is help people. And, man, I did nothing. It was all you. You did it. It wasn't me. I did nothing. It was all you, Muhammad. So good on you dropping that weight. And you feel good. You feel better. You feel healthy.
Yeah, you know, my dream is just to meet you and you, Peter Mali and Big Rossi. I really want to meet you guys. I swear to God.
Well, you know what? Thursday morning, we're going to all be doing the show live from the Etihad Museum. It's off Beach Road. So maybe come down and say hello to us there on Thursday morning, all right?
I'll try my best. If I'm still in Dubai, of course, I'll love to come.
All right, we'll see how you go. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and I'm always there for you, all right?
Love you so much, Chris.
Love you too, my man. Okay, now I want to talk to a few PTs, because maybe I'm wrong here, but the gym that I was training at yesterday, fantastic gym, by the way, and so 99.9% of the trainers there are great, right?
Okay.
And the trainers there aren't actually employed by
They're all
the
self-employed
gym. Yeah, if you know what a lot of gyms do here is you can actually, if you're a PT, if you're a personal trainer, you can go and train at these gyms, train your clients. Right?
Yeah.
And then your client just pays the membership at a gym.
Yeah.
And you can go in there for free, usually as the PT, train your client, and they can leave.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. I mean, I love that. I love seeing it. And most of the trainers that I've seen in there have just been unbelievable. However, I did see, now, I could be wrong, but I'm guessing it was a paid client. But the trainer, so the woman's doing squats.
Yeah.
All right, so she's squatting. She's got a straight bar across her shoulders and she's doing these squats. The personal trainer was sitting down on one of the other benches on the equipment and like literally just eating salad.
While she's squatting.
And having a sandwich at the same time.
Wow.
And just like, yeah, okay. Yeah, five. Yeah, all right. Yeah, just do one more set after that.
He's hungry.
I'm like, is this guy? I wanted to go and ask the woman if she's paying for the service or is this a freebie? Like, if I'm getting trained by a personal trainer and he's sitting on a bench eating a full-on meal, I understand you got to get your micro. I got to get it in, got to get my food in. But mate, not while someone's training and being trained. Okay. Am I wrong? I mean, none of us are PTs here.
No, we're not.
But what are your thoughts on this? Am I wrong? Should I just be like, no, that's fine. Even when I see them on the phone a lot, like that gets to me.
Yeah.
If I'm paying 300 dirhams or whatever it is, you can pay anywhere between 150 dirhams for a session to some of charging like 400-500 a session. I want for that hour. It's like going to a doctor.
You want their attention.
I want your attention, man.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like I think about it with my personal trainer, Jason, I don't think I remember him ever eating anything We've been on training.
You want to smash a quick bar or have a drink or something like that?
I'm talking about a meal. I'm not saying a snack. I'm saying a full meal. I don't think I've ever seen.
There's a fork and knife involved here. We're sitting down smashing food. We're not just having a quick, I just need to put something in my mouth because I'm hungry. Like, we are sitting down. And it was for 20 minutes of the whole session.
It was a proper meal.
The girl did squats and then lunges, and he's just sitting there the whole time.
I don't think there'll be a personal trainer in the country who believes that is acceptable.
I don't know. Maybe that's, I don't know. You got back to back clients and you're there for 12 hours. You got to fit your food in. I don't know.
Yeah.
04-871-5544. Are you a personal trainer? Can you add to this? Is this okay? Or have you been trained by a personal trainer where you felt like you weren't getting that attention?
I have seen some PTs, like as I'm working out, like just on the phone the entire time.
I don't mind it. I mean, my trainer's on his phone all the time.
Really?
Yeah, but he's like my mate. So I don't mind the phone, but the food, no.
You know, with the phone, like, I don't know about the phone, man. Like that, again, I want the, if I'm paying for the service.
Well, he's doing videos of me and stuff.
That's okay, if it's different. Involved in you, but it's not like he's just on Instagram and posting and doing all that sort of stuff.
No, I've seen like people says full on sitting just on Instagram.
All right, 04-871-5544. Maybe you're a PT. Maybe you're not a PT. Maybe you're being trained by someone. But what is that etiquette inside the gym? Is it okay to be on the phone? Is it okay to eat whilst you're training your client? I don't know. Again, I'm a little bit lost to it. I'm not sure if this is.
It's a rare occasion, right? Like, how many times have you seen that happen?
It's not often.
Yeah, it's not often. So I feel like it's probably not right. I don't know.
It's not often.
But maybe you're right. Maybe it's back to back clients. Who knows?
But you see a lot of the good trainers, you know, Jason, your friend Jace.
Yeah.
There's a guy in there named Ash, and even our very own Misha that works on Virgin Radio. I watch them train their clients. They're 100% dedicated.
Yeah.
You know, they're always in
watching,
on it.
Watching,
you know?
Always watching. Yeah.
Occasionally they're checking themselves out in the mirror to see how big they look, but they, you know, that's all right. All right, Reza's actually caught through. Reza, how you doing?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Now, you're not a PT, but you've had a PT, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes I have seen these PTs with bad attitudes. I don't mean all of them, but my PT was like that. But whenever he saw his friends, he was chit-chatting with them for 5 minutes, 4 minutes, and then I just was waiting. Then I'm the paying customer. And when my friends were going by, and then I started saying, I just said, you know, hi, good morning, nothing more than that.
Your PT's like having a full conversation with someone for 5-10 minutes.
And you're paying
for that service, right? That's the frustrating thing, right?
Mm.
Yeah, and when I was, you know, saying hi to someone, it was like a big, hey, I don't have all day here.
Tariq, you're the manager at a gym. What are your thoughts on this?
No chance, Chris. No chance. If I find any of my PTs on the phone, they're out. I cannot have that. I won't accept it.
So I'm talking about eating, but also on the phone for you as well, yeah?
Yes, but when PT said on the phone, that got to me so much.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just like, shouldn't you be watching? Like, what if I did something, not me, not Jason, but like I've seen other people
do it. Yeah, man.
It's like, what if they do something wrong or injure themselves?
Listen, I'm all about the money. Like, if I'm paying for the service, I want the service. I don't want them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got to check your phone. I get it. But like, if you're on there, you see. Tariq, at your gym, you make sure that no one's like on, like it's set in the rule. They know.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to give the gym a plug?
All right. Well, you can actually check the gym out. It's in Abu Dhabi. It's called T21Sports_Hadaria. It's actually a multi-purpose facility.
Awesome. Oh. What was the name again? The phone cut out when you said the name.
321 Sports
_Hadaria. There we go. 321 Sports. Awesome stuff. Well, big shout out to all. Listen, PTs, by the way, big shout out to you guys. You guys have hard hours, man.
Yeah.
You guys are waking up real, real early, and 99% of you guys just smash it and do such a great job.
Totally.
But that little 1%, you know.
Okay.
Come on, tell us.
It's rare that your daughters do anything to get in deep, serious trouble.
Mm.
But apparently, this is part of the punishment. So, what happened?
They had a friend come over yesterday and they hung out, and you know, well, they all hang out together, my daughters.
Yeah.
Close
and their friends at like 10 and 12, and friend was 11. So they all just hang out at home. They ride the bikes, they stay up in their rooms, they play Roblox, Yesterday, I wanted to go to the mall, so I took them to the mall for a little bit. They took my credit card, gave them a bit of a limit on there. They went and bought stuff from Bath and Body Works. Is that what it's called? Bath and Beyond or something?
Bath and Body Works or the Body Shop?
No, Bath and Body Shop. Bath and Body Works. All I know is I spent about 400 dirhams on stuff that they just...
Candles.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No idea, right? Anyway, the mother comes and picks up the friend. We have a little chit-chat, as you do as parents. Yeah. You know, you talk to each other. How's everything going? Yeah. And then, you know, they went home. I took the girls upstairs. It was about 8 o'clock last night. The mother then WhatsApps me.
The mother of the friend. Right.
Okay,
the kid, yeah.
And says, hey, thanks so much for taking her. She had a great time as usual. Just wanted to give you the little heads up because I'm not sure if you're aware of it. And don't have to say it came from me, but I just want you to know that your daughter pierced my daughter's ear.
Come on, what?
I went, what?
Which one?
What are you talking about?
Which ear?
And I said, no, that can't be true.
Your kids wouldn't do that.
And she said, yep, sent me a picture of it. She says, hey, listen, it's my daughter's fault because I think she may have possibly been the one that wanted it. And I said, no, hold on a second. This is not right. I said, I'm pretty angry right now and I'm going to be talking to the girls. And she's like, okay, just don't get too angry. It's fine. I'm okay about it.
I love that she was so chill about it.
Yeah, great mother. Great, really cool. Really easygoing.
Very chill.
And just cool.
Okay.
Get into the room.
And they know dad's angry when that voice is on.
They walk in. I'm in bed.
When this conversation.
Yeah, this is like 9 o'clock last night.
I can't believe they pierced an ear.
Did you think it was okay to pierce your friend's ear? And their eyes went white. Like they were like, oh my gosh, he's found out.
Did they think they wouldn't? Like, wouldn't her mom notice that she's got a piercing?
And then I said, honestly, why? How? What is wrong? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Just silence of like, it's just, this is the reaction.
I don't know.
Speak. I want to hear words out of your voice, out of your mouth. Oh, I don't know. What do you? But then this is what I wanted to know. I said to them, and this is legit. I'm like, I want to know actually how you did it.
Chris Dicking.
I said, run me step by step how you pierced the ear of your friend in our bathroom. We took all the right precautions. We got alcohol, sanitizer.
Yeah.
And it was more than 70% alcohol. Like, they know.
Wow.
And I said, and what did you pierce it with? We have a safety pin, which was brand new and never used. We sterilized it by putting a lighter on the tip of it and then dipping it in the alcohol. And I said, and then you got her ear and you pierced that through her skin. Did she not cry? No, we iced it for 10 minutes to make sure that it was numb enough so she didn't feel it.
OMG.
I am like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm a father. These are my little babies. I'm like, in my head, I'm wanting to get angry, but at the same time, I'm like laughing. Like in my head, I'm like, this is unbelievable. What is going on here? What is going on? And then she goes, no, she actually did the first penetration of the ear. She actually broke the skin, and then I finished it off, right? And they were both in there. Both my daughters are in there, part of this. They've opened up a piercing school, it seems, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, the piercing looks fantastic.
They did a good job.
And the reason why they wanted to go to the mall later on was to go and buy earrings for that new hole, which I had no idea about. So I'm sitting there like now going, what do I do here? I'm supposed to be taking them to VidCon this weekend and they're meeting all the stars at this show. I've now told them, like, you know what? It's possibly going to be cancelled. No, I'm not going to cancel it. I know I'm going to take them. Brianna's now walked into the room and she's like, what's going on? And I'm like, she's pierced the ear of her friend.
Yeah.
And then Brianna goes, oh, no. I said, what? She goes, I was telling them a story about 2 weeks ago how I used to pierce my own ears when I was their age.
No!
It's Brianna's fault.
I'm like, you used to pierce your own ears. She's like, yeah, that's what we used to do. My friends would come over. We'd just pierce each other's ears. I'm like, what is going on? Wow. So now what do I do, parents? I need some fun. Do I punish it? Is it okay? Is it fine?
I don't think it's okay.
It's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
Chrissy, I think this is what young girls do, though.
Do young girls pierce each other's ears? Nala, you're 24 years old. You weren't there that long ago. Did you ever pierce your own ears?
No, but a similar situation happened where my sister's friends pierced her ears and she came back home and we're like, what happened? Who pierced your ears? Same situation.
What is, why are we doing this? I mean, what's happening?
It's a thing, I think, for girls.
Hanan, what do I do? Have I handled it right, wrong? What do I do, Hanan?
Hi, Chris. I'm a positive discipline educator and I have a teenager at home, so I completely relate to what you're doing. Honestly speaking, I think you handled it pretty well. And I love that the girls actually came up to you and when you confronted them, they responded. I think sometimes we need to face the fact that they know so much more than we did when we were their age.
So true.
And honestly speaking, it's so true. And like, I mean, I've been teaching teenagers for 12 years and every single day they surprise me with things like that. So I think a little part of us has to accept that they know more and that they're going to be doing things like that. And honestly, we just need to live with it. But they do need the consequences. And I love the fact that one of the consequences was going on the show and you know, speaking
about
that.
I told her, I said, I spoke to him this morning. I said, you know, I'm talking about you piercing your friend's ear on the show. They're like, no, you're not. I said, as part of your punishment, I got a reply of, ugh. That's the new ugh.
Is her ear okay? Like, it's not infected or anything, right? It's fine?
I don't know. I haven't followed up this morning, but, you know, they're putting some, you know, medicine on it just to make sure that it didn't get infected.
You can't but help admire the work, though, can you? Pretty impressive.
Tattoos are next. So if you missed it, my daughters had their friend come over yesterday, and they pierced the ears of the friend. I had no idea until the mother called me up and said, hey, I just want to let you know that your daughter's pierced the ears of my daughter. Now, the mother was fantastic and cool about it, but I wasn't. I spoke to my girls, and part of the punishment was I said, I'm going to talk about it on the show.
So here we are.
And here we are. But then I realized the reason why, one of the reasons why they may have done it.
Is?
My beautiful, gorgeous fiance, Brianna, had told the kids not long ago how she used to pierce her own ears at home.
Oh, Brianna.
We have Brianna joining us right now. Hello, Brianna.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
So, Brianna, do you think you were any part of the inspiration of this little ear piercing operation?
When Chris was kind of scolding her and she was telling us the story, I did feel a little guilty.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's telling us all about it and then Brianna's coming in and she's hearing it all. At that moment, were you like, oh, this is definitely because I told him the story?
I might have been an influence.
Did you tell them how you used to do it? Because they did it very well. They iced up the ear. They used antiseptic and alcohol. And did you, when you were explaining the story to them, did you go through the process?
I didn't tell them step by step, but they also have Google, so I'm sure they just looked it up, and I'm sure they were, you know, they did the best that they could do, so.
Are there any other stories that you have told them, just so I can be aware of this, babe?
No, I think that's it. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay, dear me.
Just needed to know.
Oh, Chris, you're going to have your hands full, with these two.
It's so hard.
Like, what are you going to do?
Parenting, it's not easy. I've just got a house full of women. You know the feeling, Ross.
Yeah, I do. That's why I got a male dog.
Same exactly like why I got a male dog.
Yeah, but your dog Hercules is obsessed with Brianna, doesn't care about you.
I know. Brianna, Ross is here as well.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Rossi. No, I just want to say thanks for taking up the time to look up the Urban Dictionary definition of my name and commenting it on my post. I appreciate that.
It's all right. I mean, I can't remember doing it. Yeah. It does look a bit creepy.
I figured.
Looking back, it looks a bit creepy, but I just wanted to let you know that I admire everything you do. You're always like, you're a strong, independent woman who... Who goes hiking and does jigsaw puzzles.
If you missed this part, Rossi went to a brunch And then after the brunch, was commenting on everyone's Instagram, yeah, including my mother's, Brianna's, yours pretty, yeah, and mine. He doesn't really remember or recall doing such text, or should I say comments, commenting on Instagram. So, and what he did for Brianna, he basically put a comment of how amazing Brianna is on her own Instagram, where B said to me, babe, why is Rossi commenting on my Instagram like this?
Sorry.
Yeah.
It comes from the same place.
Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, I admire you. Mm. You're great.
Okay, it's getting a little creepy. Relax. Yeah,
sorry, Brianna.
All right, babe, love you, and I'll see you later, and thank you for any influence on these. Yep. It's hard for you. You're not, you know, she's not a parent, Brianna. Yeah. She's come in halfway into this family that I've got kids. She doesn't know what it is to, you know, this is weird, but you do a great job at what you do anyway, babe, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You as well.
Anything else you want to say before we go here? Chris?
Who?
Yeah? Anything else you want to say?
To Brianna?
Yeah.
No, I love her so much.
Oh.
Love you, baby. Can't wait to marry you. We'll get married before 2027. When I first met Brianna,
play some music.
It was then that I realized that I wanted to get as close as I could to this female because she was hot. I'm just being emotional here, babe. I love her so much, and she's the best. Love you, babe.
Bye, bye, guys.
Hello, Kristen.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. You and I share the exact same name. Mine's just got an A-N at the end. Is yours an E-N?
Mine's a C, and yours is a K.
Oh, you're a C.
You're Kristen with a C, and I'm Kristen with a K. I feel like our name should be... I should take the C, and you should take the K, I would feel. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's going on?
To say, a great show today, guys. Really enjoyed it.
Aw, thank you for saying great show. See, we like these little calls and these messages.
What was your highlight?
Just you, Rossi, your messaging.
Good on you.
The comments on
that's
Instagram.
Exactly right. Good. Whenever anyone asks for the highlight, you always say it's Rossi. It makes him feel good when he goes home as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be so happy today. Have a lovely day.
And you guys, take it.
Oh, Virgin Radio 104.4, that's it for us for your Sunday morning. Sheena is up next with all your feel-good hits and another 104 minutes of commercial-free music. Good show tomorrow.
Yes, we have Jared Leto with us. He's, of course, starring in the new movie House of Gucci, so can't wait to speak to him.
Going
to
be a good one. I think it's going to be a good film, I think it is. All right, have a good one. We'll catch you tomorrow. Short week's a good week. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.